I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.
Welcome into yet another edition of the Disney List podcast. We are live on Facebook. Thank you so much for tuning in today on a very, very nice long weekend. Hope you're being safe out there. Al, John, and Kristen here. Before we get into today's travel deal, don't forget, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Shure. Inspired by the legendary SM7B microphone, the MV7 podcast mic that we're talking into right now is both USB and XLR, so you can use it with a computer, using that USB, of course, or a professional interface like we're using here in this studio. So you can connect, explore the setup features. It's so easy to use. They've got a Shure Plus Motif app on your smart device, and you can control your vocal tone. You can put in a bunch of really cool presets, really dial in to the sound that you want and you imagine in your head, which is nice. And with auto level mode, you can have the microphone do the work for you, just like we do what we do here. For more details on this SM7B podcast microphone and the kit that comes with the stand or headphones, anything you need to do for your podcast creation or just step up your conference calls via Zoom or Teams, just check out their website, shure.com, or check our show notes. It's also brought to you by our friends here at Gator Frameworks. Gator is a great company. They make all kinds of stands and accessories for content creators, podcasters, as well as music desks, great places for you to mix and master or just work, and they're awesome. So check out all of their AV equipment, music, lighting, desk, etc. at gatorframeworks.com. Now, Kristen is here with a travel deal for this week. Kristen, what kind of deal are you going to be able to hook these fine people up with today?
Well, if they are a Disney Visa card member, they can save up to 25% on rooms at select Disney Resort hotels. This deal is good now through the 19th, so you don't have much longer to take advantage of this deal, but you can save up to 30% off on rooms at, for example, Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge.
There you go. Very good. And where can people email you in order to get their free quote and have them book your next their next vacation to Disney, Universal, or any cruise line?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
What an imagination, huh?
Are you guys ready?
Are you ready?
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Disney List. The Disney List. Disney fans Kristen Hetzel and Al John Go bring you top 10 lists from the Disney parks, films, Star Wars, Marvel, news, travel tips, and more. Now prepare yourself for the Disney List. All right, gang. We're only 4 days removed from the time we record this to the D23 Expo 2022. How about that, Kristen? Can you believe it?
No, and we're not going to be there.
Yeah.
Dining at Disney will be there. I just won't be there.
That's right. Well, my name's Al John Gome, lifelong Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fan and podcaster, of course, joined by
Kristen, travel expert and theme park enthusiast.
And Disney foodie.
Yes.
From diningatdisney.com. Yeah, I just wanted to look at you and give you the same look you gave me this past week on Dining at Disney. It's like, oh, you flipped the script on me at Dining at Disney. So, by the way, if you haven't subscribed to this podcast, please feel free to do so on every one of your podcast platforms, as well as Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. You can also check out our sister podcast as well, the Disney Dining at Disney podcast with Kristen, and of course, Skull Rock podcast with myself and Dave Bossert.
Well, if you're going to mention Dave, then we have to mention to check out Dining at Disney with not just me, but Bubba and Kat.
That's right, Bubba and Kat as well. Of course. Of course, we're going to talk about that always. Well, anyway, gang, we are live on Facebook, and thank you so much if you're checking us out from these other podcasts, these other places on the interwebs. Be sure to interact with us in the chat like Gail is right now, as well as Joan and Lindsay. They are three musketeers in the chat room. And I'm sure people will be joining them shortly. You know, today I was tempted to just call in a rerun because I haven't slept well over the past few days and I'm getting ready to go on vacation. It's a staycation, but my allergies are bad. My head hurts. I was starving earlier until Kristen, you made me some sustenance, which was great. I just feel good. But I still, my allergies are super bad.
You got to change air filters.
Yes, it's time for that. But man, what a crazy week. So speaking of D23 Expo, we're going to talk a little bit about that because we do have some coverage coming up from our podcast for that. But what is our topic for today?
We are talking about our top 10 must-dos at Magic Kingdom.
Awesome, isn't it?
It's awesome because we must do them.
Yeah. I mean, there are it's hard to do these top 10 must-dos because we can do what other people believe are must-dos, but this is truly a list. The last few weeks we've been doing these must-dos are truly lists that we enjoy doing ourselves. So there's going to be some omissions, I'm sure. And when it comes to a park like Magic Kingdom, which is so iconic, it's really hard to choose just 10, in my opinion.
Well, especially when it's not just attractions we're talking about. Also, you're trying to put in there food and entertainment as well.
Oh, there's tons of that. And there's tons of that. Sometimes we just, we'll go for what we like. And that's where people in the chat, like Mike Emke, of course, our fellow, Sorcerer Radio DJ for Mighty Marvel Geeks, you know, and Wookiee Radio, he's got this big exclamation point for Haunted Mansion. I don't blame him. You know, there are some iconic attractions there. And there are going to be a ton of attractions I know our listeners are going to be commenting to us about. But before we get into all of that, shall we just do this? All right, so the Ultimate Disney Fan Event, D23 Expo, taking place in just a few days. And we're going to have some coverage. Chris, yes. You want to tell us who's going to be out there?
Kat is going to be there on behalf of Dining at Disney.
I love it. And Kat's even going to come on our show and talk about it.
Yes, she is.
As well, which is nice. It's been a while since, well, of course, I'd say it's been a while, but, you know, we love going to the D23 Expo. We were clearing out a lot of stuff. You know, we moved into our new home here, and we've been unpacking stuff still. No, it's been, we literally moved in right before the pandemic happened, like a week or two before the whole country shut down. And so it's one of those things where, you know, we love being in this new place. We love having the kids now that we have kids here in the house. It's awesome. But the fact is that we're missing out on a lot of the stuff we normally would do, but that's okay. Cause we have kids and we love the kids. But we're going to be visiting Disney anyway with the kids here in a few weeks, so that'll be good.
Yeah.
But
just counting down the days.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to have some coverage over coming to you from D23 and a little bit of a wrap-up. You know, they have a lot of stuff going on there. They've got the Disney Legends Ceremony, the Disney and Marvel Games Showcase, which will be neat. There's going to be the Disney Plus and Hulu Roundup. There's a Tron to Disney Character Voices and more, which will be nice. And then a Epic Marvel panel, which will be amazing. There's going to be Disney Parks, of course. There's going to be Star Wars involved, cosplay meetups, and so much more. But here's what I would like to discuss. And I know there's going to be a lot of people talking about it. But did you know the other day, I think I may have mentioned this, that D23 actually had posted a picture of Hugh Jackman saying 6 days until the D23 Expo, and they put Wolverine's picture up there with his claws and three on each hand for 6 days left. I was talking to Dave Bossert about this on Skull Rock Podcast today as we record this. And I said, they didn't just do that to troll people. They really do have something planned. Otherwise, why even mention or post a picture of Hugh Jackman as Wolverine unless you have something that you're going to drop that's of epic importance?
I don't know, but if Hugh Jackman's going to be there, I'm going to be so bummed that I am not there because I'm a long time fan of Hugh Jackman.
This is the wrong time to be missing the D23 Expo, right?
Why we had two cats named Kate and Leopold.
There you go. Because of Hugh Jackman's horrible movie. It wasn't horrible. It was not horrible. I'm just saying. Not his best work, but it was good. So anyway, that's going to be a lot of fun for sure. Looking forward to D23 and Kat being on Dining at Disney and our show to talk about all of those cool things will be great. Another thing that had recently been released are booking for the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, Kristen.
Yeah.
You can book right now voyages in 2023. It's now available and you can book right now. Of course, you know, this 2-day or 2-night immersive experience is really interactive over there at the Walt Disney World Resort. And the Halcyon Star Cruiser is, you know, a great sight to behold, but it does come with a hefty price. But just know that Kristen is able to help you out if you're interested.
Yes, I am.
So get your Star Cruiser booked today. Another popular Epcot Enchanting Extra tours begin in October, and they are bringing back some tours. So keep this in mind.
For the 40th anniversary of Epcot.
And there you go. If you like Living with the Land, you'll have interest in this one. This is the Behind the Scenes tour, which we've taken. Mm-hmm. We love the Behind the Scenes tour, so you can get these extra events.
Didn't we
these
talk
extra
about that
tours.
Last week? Did we mention it last week?
Did I mention it last week?
I thought we mentioned it last
week. I don't
week.
Think
we
were, so.
Maybe we did it.
Yeah, and you'll also be able to do Dive Quest over there at Epcot as well, where you can get into the coral reef and the 5.7 million gallon saltwater tank. So for more details on that, of course, you can always email Kristen at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. But you can definitely book those enchanting Epcot tours, which are really neat. Then you also have the foodie guide. Now, Kristen, you talked about this for Mickey's Halloween party, Mickey's Halloween party there at Disneyland, but they also released one for Walt Disney World as well. So we're going to be talking about that probably in the days to come. But they also have...
We already did that one.
Oh, we did? Mm-hmm. For Dining at Disney.
Yes.
Yeah, for Dining at Disney. Yeah. And we also have Ghoulish Delights available now on the Disney Parks app. So you can go ahead and get some Haunted Mansion Halloween-esque spirit jerseys. You've got some other ornaments and pins and buttons and all kinds of stuff. Glassware from A Nightmare Before Christmas, as well as plushes. You also can get a myriad of different costumes. You've got Mandalorian. You've got, this is really great. I love how they do the wheelchair covers. So you can look like, you know...
We have to find a good costume that is not long sleeves and pants for Jack kiddos? Jack.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Because we've gotten Boo a couple of costumes.
Yes.
I picked up two today that she doesn't know about.
Yes.
And of course, she already has her Princess Anna dress.
There you go.
So.
There you go. Lindsay says there's so much Magic Kingdom to do. Yes, there is. And, you know, Mike, also in the chat, he was part of the opening crew for the Halcyon. So, yes, and we knew that. So that was awesome. One of these days, we'll be able to afford to get it. Maybe. Maybe. we'll be able to afford it. And last but not least, cast member compliments are now a feature on the Disneyland app. So if someone goes out of their way to give you the best experience possible, which a lot of cast members take so much pride in that, and we love the cast members for doing that, be sure to feature the cast compliment feature on the Disneyland app. So you can go ahead and let them know they did a job well done, and it's great. And these things are shared with the cast members, which is really nice. So they get a little e-card from you that says, you know, something to the effect of, I just wanted to let you know you did a wonderful job making my family's time at the parks, you know, amazing. And then it says a happy guest right there. So that's really nice that you can do that and let cast members know that they are very appreciated. adding that magic to your trip.
So, I like that.
I like it. It makes it super easy. Usually, anytime we go out to eat and we experience exemplary service, we not only tip them kindly, but you also want to make sure that you fill out that little form or go online and do it. And we usually do the surveys at the end, and we are very complimentary of it because it's not easy being in customer service or waiting on people. So try to give them recognition when and where you can. There you go. Well, thank you so much for that. That is all the news we see fit to read today. And now on to
it's the Disney List. Top 10.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What is our topic today, Kristen?
We are
taking Sorry. I muted your mic.
We are talking our top 10 must-dos at Magic Kingdom. And these are our personal must-dos, not necessarily things that we feel as a whole people must do.
Okay. So there are some omissions to this I'm sure people will go up in arms about. So why don't we go ahead and just let them have it?
We're going to start with number 10. Right there.
Well, that is right? Number 10. No, that's our honorable mention.
I know. I thought we weren't going to mention it.
Okay, we don't have to.
Okay, let's just not.
I'm blowing it up. It's disappeared.
Okay, ready?
Sure, why not?
Let's go.
Number 10.
Disney Enchantment.
Okay. So I feel like when you're there, you have to experience with the entire family the magic that is the Disney nighttime spectaculars, fireworks shows. No one does it better than Disney, and it's absolutely amazing that they do it, you know, as many times during the night as they can throughout the week. But no one does it better. And this particular one is relatively new, so to speak. I mean, a lot of people remember Wishes, you know, so this is a great new show that has a brand new soundtrack. You can believe in yourself and magic. You can line up right there at Main Street all the way toward the front of the castle so you can check out all the fireworks that light up the night sky. And the new original song is by 7-time Grammy Award-winning songwriter Philip Lawrence. It's an amazing song. It's a great show. And Disney Enchantment is presented by Pandora. There you go. So just in case,
everything has to be presented.
Everything has to be presented by a sponsor.
I miss Epcot's being presented by Siemens.
So there you got Disney characters like Raya and Moana, Joe Gardner from Soul, joining a world filled of friendship, love, and fun. And the music is great. And this debuted as part of the 50th anniversary show or year as we are in right now. So anything else you'd like to say about the spectacular fireworks soundtrack? Nighttime spectacular.
I am looking forward to seeing how our kids react to this.
Because
they've seen the neighborhood fireworks that get put on for July 4th.
There you go.
But they have never seen Disney fireworks.
Lindsay had said, by the way, she is our top fan and supporter. Disney's the second buyer of fireworks and explosives, only behind the U.S. military. LOL. Kristen is in the chat. She says, definitely agree with the Magic Kingdom fire. Kirsten, yes, fireworks shows. There you go. Absolutely. They are the best. So wonderful. And I love the choreography of the lights and the music, soundtracks, and how it all blends together. It's just really spectacular. Okay. What is a top 10 list, especially with Kristen being on this show, being Miss Dining at Disney podcaster herself, without having this one at number 9.
Be Our Guest Restaurant.
Why does it take that honor?
Because it is beautiful. It is one of the most beautiful restaurants, I think, at Disney. They did such a great job with the theming of this, especially when you've got 3 different rooms that are all separately themed. My favorite being the one, you know, that has the Enchanted Rose. It's my favorite room. And delicious food. And, you know, you got to get the gray stuff because it's delicious.
I personally love that, like you said, the Enchanted Rose, you love that. The West Wing, too, just because of the fact that it's got the Beast portrait. Well, the Prince's portrait. which is ripped, you know, which is great because there's animation in there. But, of course, there are other rooms in there as well. You've got the Grand Ballroom, so you can go for Baroque.
Now, that's where we've dined in both the West Wing and the Grand Ballroom. The first time we went, when it was pass holder preview for New Fantasyland.
Yeah, that was nice, wasn't it?
We're in the Grand Ballroom.
Yeah, it was very nice. Yeah, so the Grand Ballroom, of course, is the where the dance happens at the end of the film of Beauty and the Beast. And then you also have the gallery as well, which is Belle's private library. So that is great as well. But once again, it's great. New Fantasyland is the place where it's located at. And it's got all of these great dining rooms. And the food is very good. It's French-inspired cuisine. So you could start off with some potato leek soup, caviar, or escargot. You could do that. And guests 9 and under can create their very own 3-course prefix meal, which would have a little salad, fruit and cheese, or house-made peach applesauce there for you. Mm-hmm. And they can choose between beef tenderloin or pan-seared chicken breast or mac and cheese. And then they have a really nice dessert there with yogurt dip or a trio of mini desserts. That is just wonderful for the kiddos.
Yes.
I think they may have to, they probably won't be into the escargot like we are.
I don't know. Boo, she'd try it.
Yeah, she'd try it. Then, you know, I don't know if she'll like it, but she'll try it. She's very adventurous.
She may like it because it has a lot of garlic.
Yeah, and butter.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Garlic and butter.
That's going to be wonderful when she kisses us on the cheek and everything. But
she likes to try and eat.
This is true. She does like butter. Okay, so that said, let's move on to number
8.
And what is it, Kristen?
It is the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover. It's, we like to call it the TTA.
So this 10-minute attraction is in Tomorrowland, and you can basically hop on this transit system of the future. It's all ages. It's relatively slow, but it's so relaxing for me. And you, I mean, we enjoy definitely hanging out over there in the TTA and riding it back and forth and going through.
Well, you
all
have
the
a really
locations.
Cool view of the park from up above that way.
Now, this particular attraction is way ahead of its time. The People Mover accelerates magnetically using those linear induction motors, super quiet. And it's a great ride, and you'll be able to go through the behind the scenes of the different attractions there at Tomorrowland, like Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin, Space Mountain, and Mickey Star Traders. So you'll also be able to see the model of Progress City, which was a prototype diorama for Epcot, a model. So I really dig this once again. And going through Space Mountain is great. Because you can get little glimpses of what the attraction looks like from the inside. And there's so many people here in the chat room making comments about that. I apologize. I'm so stuffy, guys. Kristen, you want to read some comments?
So, yes. I was going to say, Kirsten said that she is going to be doing the Wine and Dine Half Marathon in November. And that over at Magic Kingdom, her favorite place to dine is Be Our Guest, and that she's looking to do her celebratory meal there after the race.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which, that race, that is the one I want to do. That is on my to-do list, my Disney bucket list.
Okay.
I want to do it once, because I really don't think after that I would want to do it again.
Lindsay says for Be Our Guest, I like how you can ask what room you like and see if they can put you in there. Yeah, why not? Definitely try to do that. But yeah, the TTA is definitely one we must do. It's not necessarily on the list of everybody, because there are, if we were to do a list of the top 10 iconic attractions, I don't know if this would be there, just because it's just a ride. You just ride around. It's a little magnetic train. But we love this stuff. We really do. So cheers to the TTA, the People Mover. This next one is relatively new, Kristen. Which one is this?
Hi ho, hi ho. Off the Seven Dwarfs mine train you go.
Yes, race down the diamond mine from Snow White and Seven Dwarfs on a swaying family coaster ride. This is for kids, tweens, adults, teens. It's got a little small drop here and there, but it's relatively family friendly. And I love the climb into the Seven Dwarfs mine train, which is nice. Did you know Dave Bossert worked on the animation for the characters in this ride?
Very cool.
Very cool. My podcast co-host for Skull Rock Podcast. So you go inside this old mountain over there in New Tomorrowland, New Fantasyland, rather, and you feel the wind across your face as you navigate hairpin turns and head into the deep mine shaft as your creaky cart teetering back and forth runs into the Seven Dwarfs while they whistle and work while you go up and then take a plunge down.
So the only thing I've wondered about from the beginning with this attraction is why are the cars so, so small? I mean, yeah. It's made for like two children to ride in together.
Yeah.
Not adults, because when you and I ride together, you know, there's no extra space in there.
I'm a big dude.
And it's not like people, at least in the United States, are getting smaller. People are always getting bigger. So why, both height and width. So why are you going to make it like for little people?
Yeah, it's really, really weird.
The dwarfs, maybe it's because it's seven dwarfs, but dwarf-sized people aren't riding it.
No, it's weird. But anyway, I really like the theming of this. It's really short, which was a little bit of a bummer initially when we tried this out, but you know, it's a pretty attraction, and I really like the mine. When you go into the mine and you see the Seven Dwarfs working and the animation, the lights and everything, it's really unique and very cool. So that's why it's on this list. All right, Kristen. Next up is one of my personal favorites, and it's definitely, as I've become older, have become more of a favorite of mine over time. Hmm. And this one is
The Jungle Cruise, where there's an adventure around every corner. You know, you get to go behind, it's not Schweitzer Falls. It's, what did they call it? Because he says it's not Schweitzer Falls. It's, drawing a blank. I know it, but I can't think of it. But
are you talking about the backside of water?
No, before you get to where they do the backside of water in the spiel. Oh, what is it? It's named after something Falls, Schweitzer Falls, because it was Nate. Yeah, that's what it is.
You're asking me, and I'm sitting here on the other side of the bench here, trying to clear myself. So
this
anyway.
Is one attraction that I had such a good skipper, Natalie and I did, that we went and filled out a comment card back in the day about how good he was, because he did not use the spiel that everybody knows.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of my friends, my coworkers, you remember Jenny, who worked doing social media and artist relations?
Okay.
Remember Jenny? She and I think her husband were both cast members over there in Disneyland on the original Jungle Cruise. And she's got stories to tell. I'd love to have her back on the show to talk about it.
The cast member that we filled out the form about actually had a whole spiel for when you go through the the tunnel, and it's got the tiger and stuff, and it's very, very quiet. Nobody has anything really to say in there.
Right.
He had a whole thing going through that entire part as well.
I love that. So in the Jungle Cruise, you said, course for a high adventure on a scenic and comedic boat tour of the exotic rivers across Asia, Africa, and South America. Wow, that's a lot to cover in one, you know, little ride like that. But it's made for kids and adults alike. You can get in there. It's 10 minutes where you travel over 10,000 miles that you won't soon forget. What's your favorite scene in the Jungle Cruise, Kristen? There in Adventureland.
Well, they got rid of my favorite scene.
Oh, which is?
Trader Sam.
Oh, well, yeah.
You'll trade One of your heads for two of his.
There you go.
I like that line.
Yeah, you like that line?
Yeah.
Nice. So I really am a fan of the elephant scene because I always think that the elephants are going to scorch you.
Or the one where the people are climbing up the pole. He's going to get it in the end.
He's going to get it in the end from those rhinos.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always good. Do you think the kids are going to love the Jungle Cruise when they see it? They're going to go nuts.
I think Boo will like it. I think Jack's going to freak out.
He might freak out when he sees that.
When the hippos come out of the water or something like that, I totally see him freaking out.
Yeah. Or maybe the snake. What do you think?
I don't know. We're about to find out.
So at number five, we're halfway done here with this list. We're here at Splash Mountain. Now, this particular ride, of course, is going to be doing a refurb in late 2024. It's going to reopen in 2024.
But when it's going to undergo the refurb, I've heard bits and pieces of it are being worked on, even though it's still operating.
Yeah, so right now they're basically redoing, well, at least the last time I checked last week, they were doing the painting, kind of removing some of the red clay aspect of the of Splash Mountain. I know it's sad, isn't it? Anyway.
It's a bummer that they're changing it. I mean, the characters in it were very cute. And that's what I thought. It was a great one for kids because the characters were so cute.
Yes, Br'er Rabbit.
And you have like Zippity Doodah and Laughing Place, great music to it. Maybe it came from
the source
questionable storyline, but still, it was cute. And how many people have written it and have never even seen the movie and never will?
Plenty, absolutely plenty. But truth be told, we're just watching Princess and the Frog again with the kiddos, and you know we're big fans of Prince Naveen and Princess Tiana and that whole New Orleans
and
vibe.
Charlotte
and everybody involved in Princess and the Frog re-theme that they're going to be doing, which is which is going to be called Tiana's Bayou Adventure in 2024. So we're looking forward to that, but it is an iconic attraction, but it's also one of our favorites. And maybe we'll have an opportunity to ride it one last time in its original form. Maybe. We'll see. The kids won't be able to ride
it. Yeah, I was going to say, I think Boo and Jack are both way too short. Yeah, 40 inches.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to ride it for sure.
Unless we put platform shoes on them.
Well, we were also talking about the fact that there's a little Splash Mountain exit laughing place for the kiddos who have a little splash pad. But I don't think they're going to be getting wet on this trip. That'll be an invitation for disaster, a possible disaster.
Oh, I'm going to plan to bring extra clothes.
Oh, we have to. Yeah, for sure.
Because I'm pretty sure that if she can take off and run at water, it's going to happen.
So this attraction includes 950,000 gallons of water, 3 dips, and a 5-story drop. And you will get wet. In fact, you'll probably get soaked. That's the key there. And so, riders, be warned.
I remember when you used to be able to ride on and you would just get wet, you would not get soaked. So I'm not quite sure what changed over time that you went from getting a little wet to getting soaked.
Yeah, I think when they did that refurbish on that, they ended up making it so that everyone would get wet. So, all right, here we are. We're in the Mount Rushmore. This is number 4 in our top 10 of our personal must-dos. Are there some attractions missing? Oh, yes. Are there some eateries missing? Oh, definitely so. But this one should be at least in the top 5 of everyone's list, I would think. Because it's iconic. It's so iconic that they've cloned this attraction in many ways in other parts around the world. Kristen, what is it?
It is Space Mountain.
That's right. Blast off. On a rip-roaring rocket into the furthest reaches of outer space on this roller coaster ride in the dark. Kids, tweens, and teens, and adults 44 inches and up can ride this thrill ride with big drops and dark spaces everywhere. That's Space Mountain. And as you zip down through the galaxy and go under this wormhole, if you will, in this big dark roller coaster ride, it's one of the very first ones I remember. Well, that's not true. We used to have a roller coaster here in Nashville.
Yes.
At Opryland, when we had our own theme park called Chaos. That was a dark ride. And I used to love that dark ride coaster. It was awesome. I mean, it was cheesy, but also awesome.
Yeah. See, when I came down here and went to Opryland, I was like, you got to be kidding me that this is an amusement park because.
Oh, it's so small.
Yeah. I grew up going to Geauga Lake and Cedar Point. So,
oh, yeah.
Well, a little bit different idea of what a roller coaster was.
When Chaos opened initially, everything worked and it was wonderful because you went in this like cyclorama thing where you were going around and around and around. And there was a clock on the top and a clock on the bottom. And they're shattering glass and a bunch of really cool effects in it. But over time, it stopped working and they didn't replace it, they didn't fix it. So then it just became like you whirring around in a dark cylinder. It's like, where are all the cool effects?
Oh.
Right? And it's probably what you had because you moved to Nashville back in the 90s, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. But anyway, Space Mountain, as we get this show back on track, is a great, fast thrill ride adventure in the dark. And the space theme is great as you climb up, getting ready to be launched out of the spaceport. You get to see the astronauts and the inside of the spaceship and different things of that nature. So it's a lot of fun. I enjoy Space Mountain. It is a Disney classic. Kristen, anything you'd like to add to that?
Sit in the front seat if you can, because then you don't know what's coming. So it's more exciting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Kirsten in the chat said about my Chaos comment about how they broke it and they never fixed it. It's just like the Yeti at Expedition Everest.
Yeah.
True that. I will agree. You know, it's funny. Speaking of Expedition Everest, you know, Joe Rohde said, one day it's going to be my point to fix that attraction. One day I'm going to fix it. And where's Joe Rohde now? Working for Virgin Space.
Is that really what he's doing?
Yeah. They quote unquote retired him. Yeah,
I know that, but I didn't realize that he went somewhere else or where he went.
Yeah. And I was working for Virgin Space Program. So,
weird.
Old Branson. So Big Thunder Mountain. This is part of our mountains that we're talking about here in our tour before the three mountains of the Magic Kingdom. We put them all back to back, you know. How about that? And, you know, as Eric would love saying, because he loves saying, the wildest ride in the wilderness. That's like his favorite quote ever. But it really is.
I want that as a ringtone.
You can have it as a ringtone if you wish.
Yeah, I can't figure out how to do that on an iPhone.
I'll figure that. Race through the haunted old gold mine aboard that speeding train that races across this thrilling landscape of the wilderness, if you will. Back there in the 1850s, of course, a gold rush was happening, and the legendary Big Thunder Mining Company descended into this mine shaft. You board this train, and you basically get shot out like a cannon going up the tracks, and then you get falling boulders and exploding dynamite around you, and of course,
and goats.
Goats. The goats aren't launching at you, but they're just hanging out in the background. No. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Here comes a goat. Oh, my God.
Ah! That'd be hilarious.
That kind of would be hilarious.
Make it seem like it's going to get
you. But you have to have that yelling kinda goat
like
meme.
Kind of like the dinosaur comes at you.
Yeah.
But
anyway, how scary is it? People often ask that question, Kristen.
It's not scary. It's a fast roller coaster type attraction designed for kids and adults.
Did you ever take your mom on this attraction?
Oh, yeah. This is the one where, because I did not consider it a roller coaster. In my mind, it's not a roller coaster. This is quite a while ago.
Did your mom hate you after this?
She was sitting with my dad behind my sister and I, yelling at me the entire time.
Was she hitting you with like a program?
Oh,
like,
hey, no, no. She was just yelling at me. And she was like, this was not funny. You know I don't like roller coasters. Like, well, I didn't consider it a roller coaster.
Yeah. Okay.
How about your sister? Did she like it too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lori likes stuff
like that. Your dad didn't loosen up a kidney stone and get hurt on the way out, did he?
No.
Riding Big Thunder?
No.
Okay. It could happen.
No,
guys.
Mom's the only one who does not like roller coasters. Like, her speed of attraction is the carousel.
Oh, her speed of attraction.
Yeah.
So she likes Haunted Mansion and all the Omni movers that go like three miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. If it is a kid friendly attraction and not a thrill ride, that's her.
Yeah. Tune in to last week's show as we talk about Kristen's mom on Soarin'. You're going to love it. You're going to love that. Yeah. We love that attraction for sure. Number two. Okay. Was this hard to choose between number two and number one? Or do you agree with this? This is your last chance.
I was just before we commit to tape. Say, I think I would swap them.
Really? I don't think I would.
Okay.
I don't think I would.
We'll leave them this way. Because literally I feel like they're like this.
Are you conceding because you feel that they're both good? Or are you conceding just because?
They're both, like I said, they're like almost the same.
They're almost
the
same.
But if I had to pick, if somebody said you can only ride one of these two, which one are you going to ride?
Mm-hmm.
This is the one I would ride. So.
Okay, then. And what is number two?
It is the Haunted Mansion.
Climb aboard a doom, gloom, doom buggy for a grave journey through a labyrinth of haunted chambers and no doors. you get to hear the disembodied voice of the ghost host, your private guide through the cadaverous realm of eerie haunted estate, home to ghosts, ghouls, and supernatural surprises.
999 happy haunts, but there's always room for one more.
There you go. So this is an all-age attraction. This is got some mild scares for the kiddos, so make sure you prepare them in advance. Do you have a particular scene that you love in the Haunted Mansion, Kristen? I think I know what it is. But go ahead.
It is the attic scene.
The attic scene. Mm-hmm. Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. You know, my favorite.
With Constance Hathaway.
Yes. The bride, the Black Widow bride. How about, what do you think my favorite scene is in the Haunted Mansion?
The ballroom scene.
Oh, that's good. That's very good. I would say that scene in Madame Leota's crystal ball scene.
Really?
Probably too, just because I love the special effect of Madame Leota's floating head.
Yeah.
Just because of that.
The rest of it's a little on the cheesy side and could be improved, but yeah,
well,
her floating head is.
The floating head's amazing.
Yeah.
But we do love that. Of course, before you enter the mansion, there's a bunch of really cool extras out there in the queue. You get the tomb of the ghostly writer and the haunted sea fisherman and all that that's out there. So please check that out. And they often ask you, is it too scary, Kristen? Is it too scary? Who's it scary for? Who's it scaring?
It may scare pre-K-age kids, I would say, because it is a dark ride and there are some mildly frightening scenes, but it's not gory and the ghosts, for the most part, are friendly and it is slow moving. But some of the stuff, when you're like that age between like 3 and 6, it could be a little scary. I remember when Connor was really little and he would sit in between Natalie and I. And when he was that little, some of the scenes in it, he would close his eyes. And the one thing that always bothered him was the pictures as you go through the hallway scene. And it has all the scary faces on it.
The zombies.
He did not like that. So he would close his eyes through that.
The zombie hallway. You know what might, you know, to this day, probably the most disturbing part of the Haunted Mansion is something that you wouldn't expect me to say What do you think the most disturbing part of the Haunted Mansion is?
The wallpaper.
No, it's not the wallpaper. Nope, it's not the blinking eyes.
Oh, you said you thought that was creepy.
It is creepy, but it's not the most disturbing.
The most disturbing.
What's the most disturbing?
The guy that's been buried alive trying to get out of his casket.
That's right. The guy that's trying to get out of his casket is like, oh, still get me out.
Help. Get me out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's freaky, man. What do you think our kids are going to be afraid of if they ride this ride? Are you going to let them ride this ride?
Yes.
And experience it? Yeah. So what do you think they're going to freak out about the most?
Maybe the blinking eyes, the wallpaper, and I could see that bothering.
I think what's going to freak them out is if when they go through the...
Oh, the graveyard.
The graveyard.
Yeah.
And they have that one ghost. One ghost that pops out of nowhere.
There's more than one ghost outside.
Well,
but yeah.
Yes, there is. But it's the one that has the big, I guess they both do, but the big hydraulic, you know, when it comes up and it's like, people scream every time we go through there. There was this one lady goes, ah! And she jumped out of her doom buggy because you see that little pop up. You know, you hear that little hydraulic sound. And then she just about popped out of her chair. She's hilarious. But we do like the Haunted Mansion a lot. Now, don't forget, when you're standing in line, you can gamify it and play that Disney Parks app, and you can have some really cool games that you can play in while you wait in your queue. I think one of my other favorite parts of this is actually in the pre and post shows. And when I mean pre and post, I mean as you enter the attraction, you see Madame Leota's headstone blinking at you. That's creepy if you don't catch it. And then at the very end of the attraction, you have all the pet cemeteries and the tombstones and all that out there where you can see all kinds of little Easter eggs for people and different Imagineers over the time.
I wonder how many people have been, their ashes dropped in that attraction.
Well, that was what Lindsay said in the chat. She goes, people thinking they can put ashes on it, not good.
No, that's gross. How many people have done that? Because all that happens then is you're just going to get swept up and thrown in the trash. And that seems way worse.
Yes.
Like if you were really going to do that, wouldn't you find a way to like, I don't know, put it somewhere outside the Haunted Mansion that it may stay there instead of somebody being swept up and thrown in the trash can?
They don't do that in the trash can if they know.
Oh, they don't?
No, they're going to put it in a... biocontaminant bag.
Then what? Then where's it go?
I have no idea. They dispose of it appropriately. I have no idea what happens. You would hope they didn't just throw human remains in the trash. You would hope. I mean, maybe
I'm
wrong.
How are you going to properly dispose of human remains that way? I mean, it's not like somebody's going, okay, let's go bury it in the background.
I don't know.
You know
who would know? We need to ask Bub or Tony. Because they both work security at one point, and they did do that at the Haunted Mansion, and they do have a code for it somewhere. So if you're watching, let us know how they dispose of possible ashes at the Haunted Mansion. Inquiring minds must know. Okay. Last but not least, what a tangent. I have no idea that we were going to be talking about that tonight. But anyway, it is the last. It is number one. And on any given day, Kristen, number one and number two could have swapped places. But today, as of today, this is our number one attraction. Kristen.
You have to say it because you're the one who put it here.
It is the Pirates of the Caribbean.
You can set sail on a swashbuckling voyage to a long forgotten time and place where pirates and privateers ruled the seas.
There you go. It's a boat ride.
He wants the redhead.
It's got a little drop or two and a little drop, and it's for all ages, any height. You can check this out. Of course, please don't use flash photography. Just like the Haunted Mansion.
You know, they tell you that when you go through that, and I'm just going to say that is something that annoys me beyond no end when people do that. It's a dark ride. I don't care that I've seen it and been on this ride probably 200 times. Please don't put your flash off. You're ruining it for other people. not just me, even though I've been on them a gazillion times, but there's always people that it is their first and probably only time in their life they will ride Pirates of the Caribbean, and you're going to ruin it for
them. It's just good form. Don't do it. But you board this weathered barge to the 17th century, where rowdy rogues and ruthless rapscallions ransack the Caribbean seaport towns, all the while singing this wonderfully catchy song, Yo-Ho, Yo-Ho, A Pirate's Life for Me. Dead Men Tell No Tales, of course. But you get to check out all this cannon fire between the barges and the town.
Do they really tell no tales? I think they do tell tales.
Oh, was that right?
Isn't Davy Jones actually?
So it says Davy Jones.
Aren't they dead?
Yes.
Yeah, and they tell tales.
They do. You spoiled it for everybody. Spoiled it for everybody. Way
yeah,
go,
well,
Kristen.
If you haven't seen the movie go, by now.
Way to go, Kristen. What I love is the fact that Jack Sparrow is hiding in the attraction in plain sight to you, but is hiding from everyone else, so that's pretty neat. And you can also gamify this as well. So the different scenes in this are wonderful. It's a classic Disney attraction. Great music, great effects, great animatronics and storytelling, and the integration of a movie, of a film that was inspired by this ride is great in Jack Sparrow and Barbossa and the great pirates there on Pirates of the Caribbean. It is a classic for all time.
I am glad that they put Johnny Depp in there.
They didn't remove him.
Yeah.
They're making some money. All right, this is almost perfect. Just add my It's a Small World and it would be perfection. Yeah, you see,
Kirsten. It's a small world.
It's a Small World in there initially, and Kristen put the TTA in there instead. And I said, okay. So I okayed it. But it definitely was on the list at one point and had to see its way
number
out.
Number 11.
It would have been number 11. It would have been number 11. Yes. Any final words about...
The only other thing on this list that we always do is...
Didn't quite make it.
Is dine at Pecos Bill Tall Tale Inn and Cafe because it's pretty good Mexican food and you get very large portions.
That's true.
And I'm not the news.
No. But Pecos Bill's is legendary. It's great. You know, the other thing we do...
Toppings bar.
The other thing that... Well, that's true. But the other thing we do is we spend a lot of time on Main Street and walking around the shops, always. That's what we do.
We do lots of shopping.
And the plaza is another place where we eat all the time, you know? I mean, the list could go on and on, gang. Lindsay says we could have had a top 20. Well, yes, we could have. But that would be a whole other show now, wouldn't it? Hey, we got to keep this thing going for multiple seasons. Hey, we've been doing this show in all kinds of different form factors since 2009. So there you have it. I love it. Don't forget to check out our friends who provided music for this episode, Replay Heroes. You can find them on Facebook as well as any one of the music platforms, Spotify, iTunes. Please, if you're into awesome rock and 80s synth, you're going to love Replay Heroes. Kristen, where can everybody find you and book their next Disney vacation?
Well, as far as their Disney vacation, whether it's Disney, Universal, or any cruise line, Norwegian, Royal Caribbean, Carnival, you name it. You can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. And if you are like me and you like Disney food and everything food, definitely check out diningatdisney.com and our podcast that I co-host with Bubba and Kat. Kat will be heading to the D23 Expo, and covering that as media for Dining at Disney. So we are looking very much forward to that. And our show, we do two a week. One of them is pretty much always either like a foodie guide or food news kind of thing. And then our second show is a best of, top five, favorite places, all of that kind of thing.
There you go. Looking forward to it. Another great week. Hey, don't forget, you can check out Kristen too at Dining at Disney on Instagram.
Yes.
Build that Instagram, that podcast. Love it. Also, check out Skull Rock Podcast. Yes.
We've got a button maker, so we're going to have buttons soon.
No, oh, there you go. Check out our sister show, Skull Rock Podcast, with myself and Dave Bossert, former Disney creative, animator, filmmaker, and pop culturist and award-winning author. Every week we interview people from the Disney world of entertainment, film, and such. So be sure to check that podcast out. You can follow me, Al John Go, on Instagram. And don't forget to check out the Disney List podcast. Wherever you get podcasts, leave us those 5-star reviews, won't you? We put up the video and a live feed every single week. We're coming back on YouTube as well, so be on the lookout for that. Hey, gang, have a great holiday weekend. Enjoy it. Be safe. My name's Al John.
And I'm Kristen. And we'll see you real soon.
Information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Al John Go and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming of Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Al John Go, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.